In saying that .NET will support a number of languages like C# and Visual Basic and C++, etc., one thing is different than developing in, let's say, C++ by itself, is that there has to be compatibility with what are called .NET types. So all .NET compliant languages have to have .NET types, and these types are converted into the intermediate language, the CPU independent code, during the compilation process. So this is somewhat similar to the concept in Java of standardizing data types, so that when you say you have an integer, you know exactly how many bytes are associated with it. Here, what we're doing is defining these data types, but not just for one language in the case of Java, but also for any what's called .NET compliant language. So in compiling and using, let's say, C++ language within .NET, you are in essence being required to use these .NET data types. And this allows for interoperability and compilation through a single interface, like Microsoft's visual tools for .NET.